What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. Middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. Yesterday, the weather forecast was saying 3% chance of light rain. So, of course, it's coming down like cats and dogs. And they're now saying it's going to last into the weekend. So that, unfortunately, probably means we will not get a lot of trick-or-treaters tomorrow night, which, you know, we stocked up in the candy. Love Halloween and everything, but I think it's about to get rained out here. Anyway, we have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. Put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And a little bit of personal news before we get started here, and that is that with the assistance of one of our family members who lives near us, I got my office put together this morning. The furniture all got moved around. The main computer got set up on the table, powered up, and is working fine. You can imagine my sense of relief there after the damage the movers did to Claire's setup. And it's going to take a few more days to get the audio hookups and everything done. I got a ton of catch-up work to do. But I would say definitely by next week, I'll be broadcasting using the higher quality camera, higher quality sound. I'm going to be hardlined into the internet rather than going over Wi-Fi. So the news is all good. But mostly it's just this incredible sense of relief that the machine is still alive. And I'm putting it through a 24-hour burn-in in the other room and running all the diagnostics and everything. Seems to be working just fine. So again, huge sense of relief. All right, let's get into the news here, and we're going to start with Syria and the propaganda. And, you know, the stories about Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi are meant to confuse and distract the world and to strengthen the fake narratives. First of all, the West supports Daesh in Syria. It isn't a secret. During the Obama administration, they were smuggling weapons from Libya to ISIS in Syria using that consulate in Benghazi as the hub. And, you know, they're trying to use al-Baghdadi to fortify the fake war on terror myth that we oppose terrorism when, in fact, the United States is one of the greatest exporters of terror around the world and has been for quite some time. And that's the ugly reality that Americans have got to come to understand, the true nature of their government. Well, it's not their government anymore. It's the government. Government thinks it owns us. That's not the way the country was set up. So, according to Friedman, the job of the U.S. president is to oppose any foe to ensure the survival of freedom, with the fact that U.S. interests and values still require us to remain engaged around the world in a sustainable way. In other words, preemptive wars on targeted nations threatening no one are okay as long as waged by the Pentagon and allied forces, the rule of law a non-issue. The so-called global war on terrorism is a hoax. It's a war of terrorism on humanity at home and abroad. So the United States was using ISIS and Al-Qaeda as imperial foot soldiers in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, and virtually anywhere else the Pentagon and CIA wants them to go. This issue of involvement by U.S. forces in combating ISIS is one of the biggest big lies about U.S. wars of aggression. Of course, they only started pulling that one when the first big lie about Syria, that Assad was gassing his own people, was exposed as a fraud. And you remember the story we had yesterday where a whistleblower inside the OPCW has come forward to say that the OPCW was editing their reports to put blame for some of these chemical attacks on the Syrian government and not on the U.S.-backed jihadis. So even they were caught up in the lie. Now, a lot of people are becoming very critical of Donald Trump's plan to, quote, control, end quote, Syria's oil. That includes retired General Barry McCaffrey. And McCaffrey posted the question on Twitter, what are we becoming? Pirates? Yeah. And he said, that oil belongs to Syria. And that ultimately the United States lacks the congressional authority to stay in the country at all. And that's why they're pushing this whole we got Baghdadi thing. So that you're not thinking about what are we doing as a country. Which is an act of piracy. Brigandry or theft or pillaging or plundering or whatever word you want to use, that's what it is. Syria never did anything to us to justify being invaded and plundered. It's just the U.S. says we have to control that oil, or more to the point, we have to control what currency that oil is sold for to protect the dollar. Assad is probably not going to want to chain Syria's oil to the U.S. dollar. And that's really a big part of what's going on here, is trying to keep international demand for dollars high by controlling natural resources and controlling what currencies they're traded in. And more countries are de-dollarizing, and it's only a matter of time before the whole system starts to fall apart. So, okay. Over in Iraq, protesters pack the Baghdad Square. The anti-government movement gains momentum. Tens of thousands of Iraqis protested in central Tahrir Square yesterday for a fifth day, angered by reports of security forces killing demonstrators in the city of Kerbala and the prime minister's refusal to call for early elections. A lot of unrest all over the world right now. Now, some of it's created. More color revolution stuff. That may be what's happening over there in Lebanon here. But leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid al-Khamenei, has warned that the United States and Western spy services funded by certain reactionary countries of the Middle East have been fomenting turmoil and insecurity in other regional states, calling for vigilance against sense enemy plots. And at least they're confronting the reality. Not all of these protests and revolutions are organic grassroots events. They're being manufactured. They're being created. And Khamenei said that insecurity is the biggest damage a country could suffer, warning against plots being pursued by the enemies to rob regional countries of security. Out there sounding the warning, and I imagine that he's probably concerned that the United States is going to try and destabilize Iran. So, over in the House of Representatives, they passed a resolution recognizing the Armenian genocide. Now, this was kind of a symbolic poke in the eye for Turkey's turning away from the United States, moving toward Russia, buying Russian weapons, doing more business with Russia. So yes, now we will recognize the Armenian genocide and condemn it. Israel didn't want that to pass, by the way. They want to maintain a monopoly on being the victims of genocide, which is ridiculous. There have been genocides throughout history, and not just against Israel. Part of their public relations is that they're trying to make it look like they're the only ones who get picked on. That doesn't really work. Now, Representative Omar is taking a lot of heat because she voted present on the Armenian genocide bill. She was one of three House representatives to vote present on the bill, and saying, we understand there was a genocide, but it shouldn't be used as a cudgel in a political fight. She said, that's what's going on here. The issue is the timing and the context. This is not being done to in any way help the Armenians. It's being done to insult and annoy and anger Turkey. So we'll see what's going to happen. Okay, article that came out of Caitlin's Johnston.com, and it goes back to this issue of the OPCW being used to promote regime change by pretending to be this independent organization concerned with chemical weapons going into a country and then helping to frame the intended target. And apparently there are now two whistleblowers that have come forward that have cast serious doubts on the chemical weapons watchdog group. And of course, the corporate media is absolutely ignoring this. It's all part of that same system, that system of manufacturing lies, manufacturing consent, of tricking you and fooling you into going along with what the government wants you to do. It usually involves copious amounts of money and possible risk to life and limb of your children. We have no choice but to go to war. And they are out there now really trying to sort of revive ISIS reputation. Remember when ISIS first showed up and they had all these videos and all these horrific, mostly staged events. But ISIS had kind of faded away from the public's mind here. But the United States needs a villain. So they've got an excuse. Oh, we've got to go back in here because ISIS is in here. So apparently an ISIS prisoner is predicting terror attacks on Europe in retaliation for al-Baghdadi's death. Which, together with some other comments that have been made recently, says, false flag coming, people. Heads up. Big, nasty false flag coming. Make you want to just hate ISIS enough to send your money and your children over there to deal with them. Now, this to me is a giveaway as to what's been going on with Lebanon. As you're probably aware, Prime Minister Hariri has tendered his resignation, and they're going to form a new government. So Mike Pompeo is calling on the Lebanese political leaders to form a new government, quote, to the needs of its citizens, end quote. So he's already in there tinkering and tampering and trying to put a positive face on it. But to me, he's just flashing a neon sign saying that the U.S. Government has been behind all of that rioting, force Hariri from power. They've wanted him gone for a very, very long time. Okay, over in Washington, D.C., Jonathan Turley quoted in the Hill as saying, the Democrats doth protest too much against the Durham investigation. And that is certainly true. they've shown quite a bit of concern and a modicum of fear over what might come out of that. And I think the concern is that Durham might actually do a real job investigating. We'll see. You know, the proof is in the pudding. I want to see the final report. But they're obviously very, very concerned about it. Or it could be another head fake. You know, trust us. We're going to fix things. You know, don't have a revolution. Don't have a rebellion. We promise you we're going to clean up this mess in Washington, D.C. ourselves. Hasn't happened yet. Trump promised to drain the swamp. Swamp is still there. Stinking as much as ever. Getting back over to this circus they're calling an impeachment hearing, the latest witness has been this Colonel Vindman, and he was the star witness in Adam Schiff's Chamber of Secrets. He wore his full-dress uniform to testify on his dislike of President Trump's Ukraine policy. Now, first of all, wearing the uniform, basically, if you're working for the White House, you don't wear your military uniform. It's all civilian clothes. So he was out there putting on this display. It was theater. You know, I'm an important man. I've got a uniform. I got brass things here and colored ribbons and all the rest of that. And his entire testimony is that he disliked Trump's Ukrainian policy. The story about the quid pro quo, that's already been discredited. because Ukraine was unaware of the holdup of U.S. aid during that phone call. Now, during questioning yesterday, Vindman admitted he shared the readouts, the transcripts, of President Trump's call to Ukrainian President Zelensky with several other people. This is a violation of Title 18, Section 798. Technically, he's guilty of espionage. And Vindman admitted during testimony that he tampered with and tried but failed to alter the transcript of Trump's call to the Ukrainian president. So, not very good. Now, according to Devin Nunes, Adam Schiff was coaching Alexander Vindman throughout his entire testimony. And the idea that Schiff tells the witness not to answer questions, it's completely ridiculous, and all of this stuff should be made public here. Now, Jim Jordan has basically come forward saying that Adam Schiff prevented Republicans from asking Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, White House's top Ukraine expert, questions at his closed-door testimony. Now, the Democrats are defending this by saying that Republicans are trying to find out who the secret whistleblower is, their line of questioning. Now, Jordan, who witnessed Vindman's deposition, said he couldn't go into detail about the questions Schiff blocked. Said it was pretty obvious that Schiff is just trying to maintain absolute control over the proceedings. Former CIA Chief John Brennan praised Never Trumper witness. I mean, Vindman is known to be a Never Trumper at this Soviet-style show trial. And apparently, DNC operative Alexandra Chalupa, who was behind the creation of the Russian hoax tweets, tweeted out her support of Vindman in Schiff's secret chamber. Oh, this is a good guy. He's going to help us nail Trump. You know, he's got to be good there. Meanwhile, Trump basher Liz Cheney lectures Trump supporters for the shameful questioning of Vindman. How dare you? There is supposed to be a right of cross-examination in these things here. Okay, the text of the impeachment resolution that they're debating today and will be voting on tomorrow. Apparently, the GOP Representative Nunes can only call in witnesses and introduce evidence with Adam Schiff's permission. That should tell you a lot about what's going on over there. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello today, Mr. Mike. Did I hear you correctly say that that guy that was the witness, he tried to tamper with the transcripts?
Yep.
Isn't that like at least like not treason, but starts with an S. I can't think of it. Oh, that's a crime, though, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
A couple other things that are bothering me. So these people are allowed to question, like the corporate media and everything can question, this raid, which I think is right. You know, I think we all have the right to question. But yet, look on
yes.
the flip side, we can't question Sandy Hook or any of these other hoaxes that are out there. You know, the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh, and it makes me laugh in disgust. But the one thing, the real reason why I wanted to call in was besides those couple points. I've been hearing a lot of chatter on the internet lately the past couple of days.
Okay, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Kevin in West Virginia. We're talking about the obvious double standards and hypocrisies surrounding this whole impeachment circus. And one good example of that, of course, is this concern over protecting the identity of their secret whistleblower, which is the font for everything that Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are out there screaming about. And then you contrast that with the way that the U.S. government has treated both Edward Snowden and Julian Assange. And so there's clearly another double standard there.
Yeah, there's a lot of double standards that I see here. The one thing before the break caught me that I was going to get at is, you know, it's been a week since this big Gotti raid, and I've been hearing a lot of chatter on the Internet about something going to be happening up in Seattle this weekend. Like a 9/11 style event. I was just wondering if you've been hearing this too, or if you've been running across this. And you know, the timing seems perfect, almost in my book. But I've been hearing, you know, a little bit of chatter here and there that some type of attack going to be in Seattle this weekend. Hopefully, I'm wrong. Hopefully, it's just rumors. But I think it is worth mentioning.
Well, the rumor's definitely out there. And, of course, Seattle has that space needle left over from the World Fair. That's an iconic symbolic target, just like the World Trade Towers were. Or they could go on out there and like to San Francisco and wreck a bridge, except right now most of California is on fire anyway, and you know, nobody's going to really notice the additional damage.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Well, I just, like I said a little while ago before, you know, this whole hypocrisy, this whole, you know, whenever you do something in secret, it's usually not good. You know, it's usually criminal, or you don't want people to find out, you know, you don't want people to find out when you're doing something in secret. But, you know, it goes back to them using classifications to cover up their crimes, or non-disclosure agreements to cover up their crimes.
Yes.
I mean, I wish there was no such thing. I really do. Now, I know we need secrets to guard, you know, some of our high-tech stuff. But as far as that, I wish this whole veil of secrecy and NDA and everything, I wish none of this was ever weaponized. Like, it's a joke to me. I mean, it's Star
well,
Chambers
it's weaponized
in America.
Against us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But that's all I had for you, Mr. Mike. That's all I wanted to tell you today. I hope you have a great day and a great rest of the show.
Well, thank you very much there, and I hope the weather is good where you are, at least here. So thank you for the call, Kevin. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, interesting story that's just starting to hit the independent media. Apparently, former FBI Director James Comey likely doctored his memos in an effort to take down President Trump, and apparently the U.S. Senate may have the evidence. They have all these deep state operatives. I mean, and considering that Trump really hasn't carried his agenda forward, he's gone along with the war agenda, and you have to start asking, why is this man so hated and reviled by the establishment? Or is it, in fact, all being directed from Chippewa and a very bitter woman who still cannot get over the fact that she lost in 2016? You know, and at first it was, you know, the women betrayed her. Then it was the fault of the independent media. And what was the most recent one? Flashing videos on the dark web. She can't let go. So it could very well be that she is going to try and step into the race next year, and she's going to lose for a third time because she's not seen as relevant anymore, and people are just getting tired of her bitterness. I know I am. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, Chuck Grassley has ripped into James Comey saying, you missed key evidence in your Clinton investigation, and I'm going to find it. And one of the things he's doing is Grassley seeking the identity of Hillary Clinton State Department staffers who deliberately transmitted classified information over private email. So, a couple of weeks ago, the State Department completed their internal investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server and cited 38 people for violations. Excuse me for the hiccups again. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, you know, now that this comes out that the forensic expert, Matt Biden, found out that Epstein definitely was murdered, okay? This is incredible. And yet, the corporate media still tries to push the Big Daddy story on us, you know. They how stupid do they think we are, Mike? I mean, they must think they got a nation of retards. I mean,
I don't think they think that we're stupid. They're hoping we're that stupid. All right, stay on the line. Got to take a break for more commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hold up. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And getting back to this recent story about Jeff Epstein, I think the real goal there is to keep people arguing over just how Jeff Epstein died rather than the growing number of voices that are asking if he is in fact actually dead or if he's down there in the Cayman Islands someplace or over in Israel.
So you know what they're going to do, Mike? At this point, I believe he's probably dead, okay? I mean, this guy Batten seems to be pretty reliable if you look through the years. He seems to I think if this was somebody else's body that they, you know, autopsy, he'd realize. So I'm pretty sure he's really dead, which shows you how badly the establishment let this guy out of the way. But you know what the corporate media is going to do now? Mine will not work. You tell. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. They're going to make this about prison security. They're going to have an investigation on federal prison security, especially the MCC. All right?
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, while they're at it, somebody should investigate what happened to Whitey Herzog. I mean, Whitey Herzog. Whitey Bulger over there in federal prison when he was mysteriously moved, an 89-year-old inmate, you know, frail inmate, who was in
confined to a wheelchair, why he was moved to an even more violent maximum security prison. And it, I think he was murdered the first day he got there. So
yes,
maybe they can get, this is not about prison security. This is about a federal system that wants to cover up as much as they can of using the federal prison system, I guess, to murder its potential informants. That's what they really want
yes.
to do. Now, Bulger was all over, Mueller. I mean, he, for all intents and purposes, Bulger, when he was in Boston, when he was in his prime, back in, I think, in the 70s and 80s, for all intents and purposes, he was actually running the Boston office of the FBI. He wasn't just an informant. He was running the place.
Yep. Yep.
And he also, Mueller was the U.S. attorney of that, of the district there at the time. But for all intents and purposes, Mueller at the time was his consigliere. Okay? That's
yes.
what this comes down to. They're not going to investigate those things, though. They want it, they're going to confine this to this, oh, this is, what can we do to improve federal prison security? Should we hire more guards? Should we do this? Should we train them better? Should we do that? You know, that's what they're going to do. It's like when JFK was murdered Lee Harvey Oswald was murdered right there in a police station in Dallas, instead of they didn't really conduct the proper investigation, but instead they would have talked about, well, what can we do to improve the performance of the Dallas Police Department, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to try everything they can, Mike, to limit this as much as they could. I don't think they expected Biden to come out with this. I think they probably thought Biden would go along with the program, but he didn't. Okay? This is really now going to be interesting. But I'm telling you, Mike, we'll see. I think they're going to do it. They're going to make it about an investigation. And by the way, I was listening to Alex Jones earlier. Jones is getting me more and more disgusted. He said it's not the fault of the federal system. It's the fault of New York City officials because they directly run the MCC. That is either a lie or Jones is really completely ignorant. The MCC is a federal prison. It's a holding
yes.
facility. It's a pre-trial facility, the biggest federal prison of that type in the country. Okay? It safely brought El Chapo to trial.
Yes.
A lot of notorious inmates there. It is run by the federal government, and the BOP, the Bureau of Prisons, is under the Justice Department. So this falls.
Yes.
So this is Barr. Okay, he's really responsible. All right, and this is why I don't trust Barr and the other investigations either. Barr is dirty, going back a long ways. He's tied in with the Bushes
yes.
and everything else. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. I don't know where this is all going to lead, Mike. I think this country. Pretty soon, if we don't do something, instead of having the eagle as our, as our symbol, we should have a big banana as our symbol, because that's what we're becoming.
Yes.
We're a banana republic. That's all I got to say, Mike. I'll let you go, okay, buddy?
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton has come out with an announcement that they have obtained records showing contact between Peter Strzok and Bruce Orr that the Department of Justice claimed they couldn't find. So there's another big cover-up going on over there as well. The whole system is rotted. They are all corrupt, and it just goes for year after year. They go from one corrupt position to another corrupt position to another corrupt position. And the scale of it all is what's really scary about all of this, that we're not just dealing with one or two corrupt officials, we're dealing with an entirely corrupted system. Anyway, now getting back over to Congress, the Democrats, of course, are still running this Ukraine probe on which they're hanging their hope for impeachment. And some reason, given that this does involve Ukraine, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are excluded. They're not being investigated. even though Hunter Biden had this high-paying job on a Ukraine natural gas company, while Joe Biden was the point man for the Obama White House in Ukraine. A country that is notorious for corruption, especially in the energy industry. But he's being protected, at least for the moment. I guess somebody in the Democratic Party thinks he still has a chance of running next year, but the latest word I'm getting is that he's going to drop out because he just can't get the money to run a decent campaign. Nancy Pelosi is out there whining that, you know, if Trump spends more money than the Democrats, he's going to win again, which is pretty much accurate. But on the other hand, the Democrats have been self-destructing. If you look at who they gave us during the 2018 midterms and how they're behaving, if you look at the behavior of the snowflakes, people are turning off from the Democratic Party. They don't see the Democratic Party as the party of the people anymore. This is what the Democrats used to claim to be. The Democrats used to be the anti-war party. Now, they're as pro-war as anybody else these days. All righty, Max Blumenthal has been arrested and charged with assault in a political case he says is completely false and manufactured by Venezuela opposition supporters. So from April to May, supporters of Juan Guaido's attempted coup in Venezuela surrounded the Venezuela embassy in Washington, D.C. They engaged in verbal and physical assaults that authorities largely permitted to happen. Blumenthal, who's the editor of Gray Zone, reported on the anti-war and international solidarity activists who attempted to protect the embassy from Guaido supporters. And according to reporter Ben Norton, a team of D.C. police officers appeared at Blumenthal's door at just after 9 a.m., demanding entry and threatening to break his door down. A number of officers had taken positions to the side of his home like they were prepared for a SWAT-style raid. Of course, we know the United States is backing Juan Guaido. He's kind of self-destructed, unfortunately, the issues of his own corruption and so forth. All righty. Tulsi Gabbard is holding a press conference tomorrow to demand the U.S. government release documents that implicate Saudi Arabia in 9/11. And that's taking a lot of courage. Way to go, Tulsi. It's not going to succeed, because if the U.S. government releases anything that links Saudi Arabia to 9/11, the American people, first of all, they're going to know they got lied to about 9/11 in the first place. And they're going to say, why were we bombing Afghanistan and Iraq for something Saudi Arabia did? The lie will be exposed here. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the economic news. Basically, Barney's out there saying the Democrats are going to kill the economy by taxing it to death, saying if you're a Democrat who supports Medicare for all, pick your poison. You can ruin your political career and destroy your own party by imposing a ruinous new sales tax, a gargantuan income tax hikes, or a surtax on corporate income that could wreck thousands of businesses. This is the cost of bold plans like the Green New Deal and Medicare for all. This is all being pushed and sold by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and most of the other Democratic presidential candidates. It's time to think big and move to a health plan that covers everyone. Now, the last time we got a government-engineered health plan, we wound up with higher premiums, higher deductibles. Obamacare, remember Obamacare? Okay, talking about $3 trillion in new spending that this country just does not have here. So there's a good little article over at Lou Rockwell. Have the bankers and politicians taken America to the end of its financial rope? And they go all the way back to the end of World War II and Bretton Woods, where the United States was engineered to be a consumer economy, high-paying jobs. We could buy stuff. And the rest of the world was basically deemed to be supplier countries with low wages so that the United States could get cheap products. That's kind of where American imperialism really got its start. And for a while, it worked. Now we've built up so much debt, the system can't absorb it here. Over at the Mises Institute, they're saying that a global monetary failure is becoming inevitable. I'm in absolute agreement with that. And we have another caller on the line. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You're just talking about publicly funded health care, or the lack of it in the United States of America. When you were in the private sector, Mike, or sorry, before you retired, how much were you paying for health care per year?
Boy, it was a lot. Claire? She's back in her office. It was a lot. It was a lot. They made money off of me because, you know, I didn't get sick back then.
Yeah. Hey, that's how it works, right, Mike? That's how it works.
Yep.
So I'm not advocating publicly funded health care. I'm just pointing out something that no one even mentions. Everyone that's paying for insurance for health care won't be paying that insurance anymore at all. And in fact, what will happen is you won't be paying deductibles. And on top of that, you won't have people growing rich over this for just doing administrative work, let alone the doctors, who,
yes,
some of them are millionaires in your country, right, Mike?
Yes. A good doctor makes a good amount of money. But, you know, hospitals very often, they rate their doctors not on the quality of the health care, but by how much billing they generate.
Yes. Yes. I've watched a few of the, you know, House episodes and some other ones out there. I kind of understand how it works in the private sector. But it is a massive undertaking. And I don't see a lot of people that are up to that challenge in the government that exists in the United States right now, Mike, to even do something like this.
Well, I mean, it's because of the government that the system spun out of control. That goes back to Richard Nixon and yes, the managed health care, health maintenance organization bill. And that's what turned medicine from being about health into being just another money-making sector. Because before that, there were actually legal limits on how much money hospitals and doctors could make off the patients. You know, the patients had to pay the costs of the treatment and the medications and so forth, and the hospitals were allowed to put a little uplift on top of that to meet their overhead. But there were strict limits on it, and all that went away thanks to Richard Nixon.
Yeah, it became another thing you could add to GDP.
Yeah.
Right? I think now, I remember Obama years ago talking about, you know, the healthcare sector in the United States is about $2 trillion. And there it is right there.
Yep.
It's a big number. So, looking at that, privatized or publicly funded healthcare should be a lot less than $2 trillion, considering that no one's really making any profit. There's no profit to be made off of it. So, you know.
Well, I disagree with that. I mean, ultimately, we, the people, will be made to pay for whatever it is they come up with. Maybe not directly, maybe not writing a check to the medical centers and stuff, but they're already admitting this is going to require new taxes to pay, and guess who pays those taxes?
The people using the system. Well, everybody, actually.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're not paying for health care premiums through a private insurance company where someone is just sitting back, like I said, doing administrative work, and making $150,000 a year when they should actually be making a closer to 40 or 50. You know?
Well,
it's a hard argument, Mike, you know?
Yep. I think it's clearly a bad idea. And one of the reasons I think so is because of what happened when we had Obamacare shoved on us. And they said, oh, if you like your doctor,
that was shoved.
You can keep your doctor. Yeah, that was shoved down our throats and up our nose.
Yeah, and he clearly lied. It was all a lie.
Yep.
You have to vote on it so they can see what's inside. Isn't she trying to impeach your president?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, listen, Al, we got to let you go.
Thanks,
take
Mike.
A break for commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the rain just stopped, at least for a while outside, and the birds are all over the rail eating birdseed, which I put out there expressly for that purpose here. We're finishing up here with the economic news. The world right now is sitting on a $400 trillion with a T time bomb. What they're talking about here is a massive shortfall in retirement savings, which has been engineered into the financial system. It's a problem so big, it's four times the global economy by the year 2050. We keep hearing more and more about how retirement is really going to be out of reach for most Americans in the coming years. You know, forget about working your 20 and then having a nice, comfortable retirement. The new policy is work them till they drop, apparently. Yesterday, we talked about how New York City is shipping homeless people all over the country and gives them a year's worth of rent and other goodies to induce them to go to someplace else. And I mentioned how we had this huge homeless problem on Oahu. And as it turns out, according to this article that came on out from DC Clothesline, Honolulu is one of the cities where New York City is sending the homeless people without informing the local government. You know, they just walk off the airplane and they're homeless there. And especially as we head into winter, if you got to be homeless someplace, Hawaii certainly beats New York City. Okay. Something I've always wondered is, you know, homeless people do die, especially this winter, they're going to freeze to death. You know, what do they do with the bodies? Is there a potter's field out there someplace? Are they commercially exploited? Way Planned Parenthood commercially exploits dead babies? I'm a very, very cynical society here. Okay. We've noted in recent years the decline of our university system and its transformation from being places of learning and discussion and research into rigid enforcers of the status quo and political correctness. And apparently there's this historian, Niall Ferguson. He says, it's now become routine where conservative professors in American universities are targeted by the hard left Marxists. And the usual procedure is to first lie about something conservative or a libertarian supposedly said to whip up a Twitter mob into this frenzy. And then the local media pick up from Twitter and they pile on the story on what was usually somebody who's completely innocent of the original accusation. And the end result, of course, is that universities are now hardcore liberal, hardcore left. And we have to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.